misconnections, and there's probably some misdirections. Upon reflection, there are so many intersections. How many connections will I miss?
Welcome to Missed Connections, a game where you guess words and then guess how they're connected, but on a podcast. I'm your host, Jason Snell. Let's introduce our players who will be competing in pairs, just like figure skating. Team one, Lex Friedman. Hello.
Hi, I'm not in a pair. I'm in a house. I hope that's okay.
And Tony Sindelar. Hello.
Hello.
No quip?
No quip.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm saving those for the real show.
All right, the person doing the lifting in team two is Dan Morin. Hi, Dan.
Hi, I took Tony's quip. I'm not telling you what it is, though.
And the person Dan will be lifting into amazing spin turns, just like figure skating, is Brian Hamilton. Aww.
I did not know there would be so much figure skating knowledge for
the Winter Olympics. Hi, Brian.
Happy to be here, Jason. I've been brushing up on my birds minus a letter.
Great. Mm. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So here's how this game works.
Erds.
As you all know, because we've never done this before, I've got a list of 16 words. You'll need to guess them one at a time and then alternate people as well until someone guesses the word. If you're having trouble, I will start telling you clues like how many letters and start revealing letters if we really get to that point. But there's more. In a twist that will sound very familiar, those 16 words secretly make up four sets of four specific groups. Every time you correctly guess a word, not only does your team get a point, you also get a chance to guess the hidden connection. But of course, there are rules. You can only guess a hidden connection by also proposing at least two revealed words that fit the connection. If you get the connection and the words right, you get as many points as the words you proposed. This means that if you can only guess a connection with two words, that connection is still out on the board, which means someone else can pick up additional points if they guess that that new word also fits in a revealed connection. When all 16 words are revealed, teams will be able to take turns making the final missed connections for points. The team with the most points wins.
Oh, that's a twist.
And if there's a tie, it's a tie because we're civilized. Anyway, let's get started. We're going to start with Lex.
Okay.
You'll be the first to guess. The clue is urges into action.
All right. I don't know a length. I only know urges into action. I guess I'm going to go with spurs.
Correct. Good job, Lex.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, I'm very impressed. Good job, Lex. Spurs.
I would say it is a benefit to write thousands of puzzles a year.
I think it is. I suspect that might be true. Well, you've got one. You literally can't make a connection yet.
Yeah, I want you to know I know what it is, but I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Ready. All right. Well, let's move on to the second word then. This one's for Dan.
All right.
Here's your clue. Leon's rulers.
Leon's rulers.
Mm-hmm.
I want to answer it in the form of a question. What is... No. Kings?
Correct. It is kings. Everybody loves the kings of Leon. We mm-hmm. all know them. Leon the Third, Leon the Fifth.
Now, question, point of order. There are now two words.
There are now two words. Mm. Spurs and kings. You've got the board. You can discuss with Brian about whether they're connected and make a guess.
I've got one potential thing, potentially, but I...
Do it now, so how do we discuss? Do we discuss this here, or do we...
You are going to... we're going to banish Lex and Tony to the isolation booth.
So long, suckers.
All right, you've got a minute.
Are these sports teams?
We got a minute. They are sports teams. So the San Antonio Spurs, I believe, and the LA Kings. Now, the Spurs are a... basketball team, I believe, and the Kings, I want to say, are a hockey team. So my initial thought was same sport and or same location, but I guess neither of those work. So either this is a red herring and there are multiple sets of teams, or there are this is a fake out, right? And like they're not, it's something else, like Cowboys or whatever.
Jason, is there any penalty for guessing?
There is no penalty for guessing once we bring out Lex and Tony.
My vote then, Dan, would be a guess sports teams of some sort and see if that is close enough. And if not, then we move on if there's no penalty for guessing.
Yeah. All right.
As soon as it was Spurs, I was like, it's clearly sports teams.
Right. Well, it's specifically NBA teams.
Is it? Okay. I don't actually remember where the... where are the Spurs?
Sacramento Kings, San Antonio Spurs.
San Antonio. What's tricky is there's there's like 20 NBA teams, right?
But if you think about like how you or I make a connection puzzle, mm-hmm. there could also be some tricks in there. So it's quite possible that Spurs is going to be like horse or cowboy related things.
They're all, I'm trying to think. So it's NBA teams. There are also NBA teams that need to be like a noun that has a, you know, a convenient other meaning, right? Like the Raptors is not maybe a great example.
Right.
Right. I only know them as a ridiculous team because their mascot is a dinosaur.
Right. And like the 76ers, not a good answer for this.
Utah Jazz also not great.
Jazz is pretty good.
Is it? Okay. I only know
you could do like
sports teams for puzzle context.
Heat. Oh. Magic. Oh, we're going back.
Oh.
Dan and Brian, what's your guess?
Our guess is a connection of sports teams
with the two existing words, Spurs and Kings.
Yeah.
That is not the connection I'm looking for, unfortunately. So we will move on. Tony will get to guess first for this clue. Mm-hmm. Burns series.
Burns series. I'm thinking like Ken Burns, and he has many series. The other things have so far just been a single word. They have been pluralized nouns. And this is where my lack of further knowledge of Ken Burns is possibly punishing me, or this is not Ken Burns related at all.
And I can't help my teammate in this part.
No.
Right?
Okay.
Civil War.
All right. That is incorrect. Brian?
Now, when there are two answers on the board, does that mean we still get a chance, or do we have to get a clue correct before we can guess about a connection?
You have to get the word before you can guess about a connection.
So that was a devastating place for me to screw up.
Maybe. Brian?
I'm going to go a little bit more general and say documentary.
All right. That is incorrect.
Mm.
That brings it to Lex. And Lex, you get a clue. Four letters.
Okay. Well, that takes away what my answer was going to be, because I thought Burns series, I wasn't going Ken. I was going Simpsons.
That's Boo Burns.
Yeah.
Burns.
Burns series.
Eats, shoots, leaves.
And it's four letters. I'll think out loud because it's a podcast day, and who cares if I help Dan? We like Dan. Like, is it a series of burns, like a rash? eczema is too many letters. Burns series. So we did documentaries. The Ken Burns effect in iPhoto, in iMovie. I have jazz. I'm going with jazz.
Jazz is correct.
That's God damn it. I'm so angry.
Can
now.
We now make our? We don't have to confer. You don't have to send Tony, or you don't have to send our opponents
you don't,
away.
You don't want to confer. You don't even need to confer.
We already conferred.
Okay.
Our answer is NBA teams.
Yeah.
Not sports teams, but NBA teams.
NBA teams. Well, those three are NBA teams. Unfortunately, that is not the connection that I'm looking for.
You monster. What? You're a monster, Jason.
Yeah, why would you do that? Why would you create a tricky
thing? I know. A connections puzzle in which there's a misleading connection?
I would never do that.
Let us move on. Brian, so I believe the score is now 2-1.
Yes, that's what I have as well.
Because you got it on your second serve there. Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen containers.
I'm going to guess molecules.
Molecules is incorrect.
Ah.
That brings us back to Lex.
Boy, that's a problem. Given that I have absolutely no idea. And your guess was molecules? Okay. Atoms.
Atoms is also incorrect.
Oh.
We'll move to Dan, and you get a clue, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Five letters.
I'm going to go with stars.
Oh, great. That was my guess.
It is stars.
Ah.
You now have Spurs, Kings, Jazz, Stars. Would you like to confer, Dan? You don't have to
I'm
guess.
I'm good if you are, Dan.
What is the strategy?
Well, we could be getting these four in any order.
Oh.
And Jason has set the order. So now we know that Jason can use evilness, and it's unlikely that he would give us three matches in a row.
Oh, so these four are not necessarily connected.
One connection.
Correct.
Yeah. They could all be vertically connected to the other 12 that we haven't seen yet.
Mm.
I don't know that we have more ground to make up, Brian, but if you would like to confer, I am happy to.
No need to. In that case, I feel okay about it.
Okay, we will move on. It is 2-2, which is nice. And this means we're going to go back for word number five to Lex, who will get to guess first. Lex, your clue is British salads.
I want to go home. British salads.
Now you're hungry for British salads.
No, I'm
he did not say that.
If you rewind the show and listen to when I like just knew Spurs and just knew it.
Yeah, good times.
All that confidence I feel absolutely none of for British salads. I know I have no idea. British salads. Boot. No, I have no idea.
Yeah, you know what they say. Put it in the salad of the car.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a car boot salad. It is, that is not right. Dan, British salads.
British salads. Would this have a question mark?
Okay, I was lectured by Lauren about when to use a question mark.
Yes, there is a
and,
whole
and I convention. Think it doesn't. Although yeah. I had an earlier version of this clue that did, and she said I shouldn't because it's not a pun.
Yeah, it's got to be, usually has to be a
I appreciate that you actually
words.
Tested these on another person before you tested them on us.
It's hard because some of the ones I thought this is diabolical, she'll never get it. And she plays crosswords all the time and she was like, got it. Like, what? And then others, she's like, no, no one will ever get that. I'm like, I don't even know anymore. So
writing down British salads so I can stare at it for a second
and
think about what I would do.
Hello, governor.
Salads. Do they even eat salads? Is it like a tuna salad? Is it a chicken salad? Is it a Cobb salad?
Remember, what they call salads, we call chips. Just to
that's
make sure.
Right. That's good. Thank you. Thank you.
I think a British salad is just a pint of beer.
The more I stare at it, the less sense it makes.
I love it. Working as intended. It's great.
Oh, boy.
It's way easier to think of answers when it's not your turn.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to feel super dumb when I find out what it is because now I
Same.
Just... Yeah, I'm totally spacing.
Oh, my God. I totally know the answer and I'm so mad. I'm so mad. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
British salads. I got no.
Can we put Lex in the isolation booth by himself just for a little bit?
So he can scream.
I literally walked away from the microphone to swear.
Yep.
British salads?
British salads, Dan.
I know. I'm just riffing. Can the salads be metaphorical?
I don't know. Is there a question? What punctuation do I put after a crossword clue for a metaphor?
And tarot bang.
Something with a U in it, basically. I've got nothing. I'm gonna say lettuce.
All right, we'll move on to Tony.
I got nothing.
Oh no.
Oh, Tony, you get a clue. Seven letters.
Oh my God, I totally know the answer. Oh, this is painful.
No, I got nothing. Pass. Sorry.
Okay, Brian.
British salads.
Seven letters.
I know that every moment we are not letting Lex guess again is hurting him. And I
feel like that's good. Lex for
that's
this
great
next podcast
just fun right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just very aware.
The only thing that came to mind is Waldorf, but that might be New York. I'm guessing Waldorf.
Okay, that's not it. And amazingly,
Jason, can I guess again?
Lex, not only do you get to guess again, well, I can give you a clue unless you're so confident you're right that you don't want this clue.
I'll take your clue because you said British salads plural.
British salads plural.
I do not need your clue. The answer is rockets.
The answer is rockets.
You know what? I thought about it. I thought about rockets, and I'm so annoyed I didn't say it.
Yeah,
because like rocket is what they call
rocket salad, which is arugula. Yeah, it's a rocket salad.
Huh.
And then I forgot.
Idea.
Like I was thinking about that when you said it to Lex the first time, and then it totally went out of my head.
Oh man,
when it was my
Jason,
turn.
Can you please send me and Tony, or send our opponents rather, away because I think I know a connection. And I would like to discuss it.
All right, we're going into the isolation booth. Goodbye.
All right, going to the isolation booth.
We're going to let them go away.
I think I know what you're thinking, Lex.
So I mean, I imagine that you're thinking what I'm thinking, which is that stars and rocket both seem space-like.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a fake out because the Rockets is a some kind of sports team.
Right, it's also an NBA team. So Jason is being very cruel, and these are all NBA teams thus far. Well, Stars was an answer. Is there an NBA team that's the Stars? I don't think that there is. So Stars is not an NBA team, but Rockets, Kings, and Spurs all are, even though we know that's not a connection. Or we don't know that it's not a connection. We just know that it's not the connection he was looking for the words we had. So that's interesting.
Oh, true. So there could be other, I mean, there
Jason,
could
how
be...
would you handle that? If people gave you the wrong, the right, a connection that's on the board, but it's for the wrong answers, that would simply be a wrong answer.
It would simply be a wrong answer.
Simply be a wrong answer.
So, well, we can't guess two connections when we have more than two words, right? When we have more than four words.
You could guess, if you want to really go for it, you could be, I think all four of these words are connected, and you could get 4 points for it if you are that confident.
But we couldn't say, like, for example, hey, we think Stars and Rockets is about space, and that...
No, you can make one guess.
Something is about okay. So I don't know. Here's the argument against it, Tony, is that Stars and Rockets were sequential, and before we had Spurs and Kings sequentially, and they were not a.
I assume that they're in a random order, and therefore you should not read anything into those.
I believe they're a well-crafted order.
They're either a random order or they're in a diabolically constructed order.
Yeah, I believe they're in a diabolically constructed order.
Well, geez, what do we do about that?
And I do think NBA teams will be a match, but I don't know for which ones.
I think I agree. I think it's NBA teams, but there's some fake outs in there. So Stars and Rockets. You fake off. Stars and Rockets, things you find in space?
Yeah, we'll go for that.
Okay, I'm bringing them back.
Drama.
It's got to be something team-related. The Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs, the LA Kings, the Utah Jazz, and the Dallas Stars? But some of them are NHL teams. The Kings and the Stars are both NHL teams. But the Rockets, Kings, and Spurs are all... No, so the Rockets and Spurs are... basketball teams.
I got a long way to go before I'm on Jeopardy. Damn. My first guess was just like Stars and Rockets, like space things.
Yeah, that's a better guess, honestly, because I think I don't think we already guessed sports teams. They guessed NBA teams. It feels like if it were like NHL teams or something. Is there anything that goes with those words, like an additional like Stars something? Rockets, Sprockets, Rockets?
Kings, Spurs. Oh, Spurs, Rockets, like eggs on, like... encourages Spurs,
yeah,
Rocket,
yeah, maybe Jazz.
Not. Other urges into action was already, yeah. So that probably won't be the theme.
Jazz is a all that jazz. Seeing stars, seeing rockets.
Eli. Some of these are plural jazz. I've actually they're all
skyrockets for jazz. Things you see in the sky, stars and rockets.
The first thing I thought was Spurs, potentially Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. What else? Horse riding, but there's nothing else that links to that yet. Although Spurs do have like points, like
points.
Stars.
Yeah, Stars, Spurs.
What about suits in like Tarot's got like cups and stuff.
No, it's cups.
Stars
and
is one of
wands
them, isn't it?
And pentacles.
Okay.
I guess we have other words for tarot. That would be crazy. We don't know how in-depth this is going to go.
That's right. How far does the rabbit hole go? Oh, these are good. This is clever.
Oh, we're invited
all
back.
Right,
how
let's
nice.
Go back.
All right, Lex and Tony, what's your guess?
We're going to guess that stars and rockets belong to a connection that is related to things in space.
Things in space. Well, as we know, all things are in space. Mm-hmm. Even planets are technically in space. However, that is not what I'm looking for.
Oh.
Sorry.
I quit the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. See you later. No, please don't go, Lex.
Okay, I'll stay.
We had also come up with that connection in our breakout room, but I'm glad. Thank you for eliminating it for us.
You're welcome. Just to recap where we are, we have revealed five of the words in this puzzle. They are Spurs, Kings, Jazz, Stars, and Rockets. Those sound like they might be connected, but maybe not. Here is word number six, and this will go to Dan first. Your clue is comic failures.
Comic failures. My first inclination is a sound effect. I don't know if that's right, but that's where my brain went. So I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with Biffs.
Hey. Biffs. I love it.
Trademarks.
I love it.
I'm not going to be able to think about anything
else. It is incorrect. Tony, okay. Comic failures.
Dilbert.
Very nice. Also incorrect. We'll go to Brian, and I'll tell you, Brian, it's five. Letters long comic failures.
My guess was five letters long. What do you want from me?
Basically the same thing. Lex is so funny that I don't think he's ever bombed on an improv stage, but my guess is bombs.
Brian, you are correct.
All right.
I want to guess the connection.
Well, now, do you want to confer?
Yes.
I think I want to confer. Yeah, let's do it.
No.
Lex and Tony to the cornfield.
Go away. No. Banish to the phantom zone.
Lex and Tony, please join the isolation booth.
All right, Brian, I'm thinking there's several things in here that are in the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh,
stars, rockets, and bombs.
And the rocket's right there. The bomb's bursting in there. My phone's still there.
Is there?
I don't know the word stars. Oh, say, in it. Oh, can you
what about stars, though? But come on. I mean, rockets and bombs feel like.
Right. Stars. Yes, it is in there. Stars, rockets, bombs. I say we guess it.
Okay. And what if we had to get. Can we confer now also about. Because we have to guess one more thing that would fit it. Is that how it works?
No, we can guess three right now.
You can guess two or three.
Yep.
And they are only of revealed words. You can't guess future words.
Okay. And so, but does that, like, well, I'm just trying to think through strategy here. So if mm-hmm. we guess that, we will have, and it is correct, we are putting a connection on the board.
Yes.
And we're telling and we them that there it is correct, a
future
so they can
word
look for
at
it, yeah.
some point will fit in that. Is there a downside? Is there any reason we wouldn't guess a connection?
Only telling Lex and Tony, but I don't think that matters.
But then we risk they will get
exactly.
it instead of us. So we right. might as well.
I say we do it, yeah. I also okay. want to pre-confer that Spurs, actually, no, never mind Spurs and Stars, if Stars is included in this, but not, Spurs and Stars have the points, potentially. We can file that away for yeah. another connection. But I like Stars, Bombs, and Rockets.
As soon as I saw Bombs and Rockets, I thought Star Spangled Banner.
You think so. About patriotism way more than I do. I think we can bring the Outcast back.
I really don't.
So clearly it's things from Star Spangled Banner, right?
Yeah, I believe the Star Spangled Banner is...
Rockets,
is
red glare, bombs bursting yeah. in air. So what do you think the other word will be? Because that's the tricky thing, is what's the other words that would connect?
Well, it won't actually be tricky because it'll come up and then we'll know.
And that's my social security number.
We think we know what their guess is going to be.
We're even at 3-3 right now, right?
Yeah, that's okay. correct.
Despite having gone back and forth, it still ended up being kind of even. All right.
Yeah.
Dan and Brian, do you have a connection guess you'd like to make?
We do. We are going to guess words that appear in the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay. Mm. For what words?
For rockets, bombs, and stars.
You're going for the trifecta.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, shoot. Now I've said it, but I don't know if that is that too much.
Well, if it's not all three, you don't get a match.
Okay. So I'm
right?
going to say rockets and bombs just to be safe. There's no reason to say a third one, right?
Well, then we
There's
give no it to them.
You get a third point.
Yeah. We get a third point and take it off the board. For Lex and Tony to steal.
Okay. Well, now they already know, so there's no...
No.
Like, that has already been... I don't know. Brian, what do you think?
Let's guess stars, rockets, and bombs and see if it is correct.
All right, we're going big.
Just
gonna
go
and
for
going
it.
Home.
Correct.
Yay!
3 points. Good job.
Yes! Oh, boo.
They are words in the Star Spangled Banner. Lex and Tony, is that what you thought would happen?
Yes, but...
Maybe some strategy about which words to include or not, but that
yeah.
was definitely...
Well, they should have had that conversation, I guess.
Well, okay, if we give them that...
I'm still figuring out the strategy.
Because yeah. if we said bombs yeah. and rockets, and Jason was like, correct, then we just give Lex and Tony...
Well, yeah, it was like, who...
Stars
who
is included in
that. Well, they have to take a risk that there could be some other connection
so your danger there was that because I'm sneaky, that two but not three of those were
yes.
part of the connection, in which case right. you would have just failed and gotten no information
right.
about
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
Right.
Because Rockets could be an NBA team.
It
and
could
not
be.
Star Spangled
and
Banner
then they term. Could have guessed just Rockets and Bombs and
right.
picked up the 2 points that we could
right,
have
right,
So
right.
that was it was risky.
It was risky. It was tricky. It is 6-3 now. That was a big move by... Dan and Brian, we are going to move on. This begins with Tony.
Right, Tony, you got this.
Good old number 7. Tony, jazz selections. Hey, jazz is back, everybody.
What?
Jazz.
It never left,
more,
Jason.
Burn
more
series
jazz?
Selections. No, jazz selections.
Selections?
Selections.
Ugh. Notes. My choice is notes.
All right. That is incorrect. Brian?
Jazz selections. My guess is going to be standards. Jazz standards.
Very nice. Incorrect.
Oh, that was my guess too, Brian. I liked
Lex,
it.
Lex, you get a clue, which is 7 letters.
Wow. Okay.
Jazz selections.
Rockets.
Jazz selections. 7 letters. Jazz selections. I was thinking, is he being a real monster? And it's like jazz basketball team selections. That'd be like draftees, but I'm not going that way. Jazz selections.
Craig
it's not
Elo.
Standards, which we heard. It's not solos, which is too short. Choices is 7 letters, but I have no idea why that would be clued that way. Jazz selections. Selections plural, right? Jazz selections.
Jazz selections plural.
I want to just have a guess that's reasonable, and I don't have one.
Oh, no.
Jazz selections. Bassists.
All right. That is... Really not correct. Dan, Jazz Selections.
Yikes.
Seven letters.
Yeah, I was going, I liked Standards, Brian. I thought that was pretty good. I'm thinking about, yeah, Lex said solos, doesn't quite work. Riffs, it's too short.
Biffs.
Coming back to
riffs
Biffs.
And Biffs.
You never know.
Welcome back to Riffs and Biffs.
By the way,
the Jazz Superhero Podcast.
When it was bombs and Brian was right, I was sure they were wrong and that it was going to be flops. So I was glad that Brian had a guess before me.
I'm now having like a mental block on a word I'm trying to think of and cannot bring to mind. I'm going with improvs, but I don't like it.
All right.
Seven letters,
right,
at least.
You're right not to like it because it is wrong.
I like improvs.
Tony.
So does Lex.
Tony.
Oh, we're all the way back.
Jazz Selections. Oh. Jazz seven selection. Letters. Starts with N.
Starts with N. Starts with N. Wow. Yeah, sorry. I don't have anything. Yeah, pass.
This is a hard one.
All right.
I am no closer, and you've given us a lot.
How did Lauren do with this one, Jason?
Lauren nailed it, honestly. Oh,
wow.
Brian, Jazz Selection starts with N.
Can I phone a friend, Lauren? Jazz Selection, starting with N.
You mean Jason's wife and not mine, which
yes.
I don't
Lauren, yes, not sure. Multiple Laurens, my mistake.
I called Lex's wife, and she got it immediately.
She does crosswords every day.
Yeah, so do I.
So do I.
This is eight letters, but I don't have much else.
Seven.
No, I know. The word I came up seven with letters. Is, oh, okay. is eight letters, so it doesn't fit.
Just take a letter out.
Just take the last letter out.
Yeah, that's pick fine. One.
Notations. No.
That was also where I also got notations, and I was
that's too many notations. Jazz Selections. I'm just going to freeform jazz. Notes and boop 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 boop. Mutes. They mute the trumpet. The trumpet. The valves and the drums and the.
Yep. Now, when you select that mute of the trumpet,
I know the answer.
Oh, no, Lex,
I got it.
I got nothing.
I got it.
Ah, damn it, Lex. I'm going with notation.
All right, that is incorrect, Lex.
Jason, I don't know if the category is going to be apps made by Apple, but I'm going with numbers.
You are correct.
Numbers.
You were so.
It's a hot
like
little number.
So close.
To all the jazz people out there, jazz. Burn
what a weird
series.
Way to clue the word numbers,
Lex. Lex and Tony, would you like to discuss what's on the board right now?
Why not? I don't see anything, but let's at least talk about
also,
it.
Also, yeah, let's kick those guys out for a bit.
Brian and Dan, please go into the Phantom Zone.
Get in the zone. Phantom zone.
That's not a standard jazz song.
Now, as far as I know, Tony, the Numbers are not an NBA team.
What are you talking about? The Minneapolis Numbers. They're so good.
NBA teams could still be on the board and just with a subset of the matching ones. So like we could just say only Jazz or only Spurs and that's the NBA team. You get 1 point, but I don't know if that's worth it.
I think you have to guess at least two. Could we guess a category for numbers that is...
You have to have two words that are on the board.
Okay. Two words that are on the board.
Yes.
Which tells us that it is not yet. We don't have... I believe Jason's unintended hint is that we don't yet have to.
Well, okay. Here's a terrible guess. Numbers and Kings are both the names of TV shows.
Okay. I don't know the Kings TV show, but I trust you. They're also both things that appear in a deck of cards.
I couldn't tell you if they were TV shows on the same network, but they were both... TV shows.
What was the Kings TV show? Do you know anything about it?
That guy who swears a ton is in it.
Yep. The guy from Deadwood. So,
the guy from Deadwood.
Yeah, he's the king.
I can't remember his name right now. He's one of the Kings. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a pretty good show. It's very weird. It's like a biblical telling of, or it's a modern telling of the biblical story of David.
Yeah.
Here's my feeling then. Given that, my hunch is that Numbers is going to belong to an Apple apps category. But since we don't know anything else and we don't want to go with NBA teams, why not say Numbers and Kings and just say TV series, single word TV series?
There we go.
All right. Spurs, Kings, Jazz, Stars, Rockets, Bomb, Numbers.
Numbers? Sort of like check.
So we've done, let me put, we've got Bomb, we got Rockets, and we got Stars. Jazz, Numbers,
Kings, Spurs.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think... I mean, if Spurs, Kings, and Jazz, we determined we're all sports team, but that doesn't go with numbers.
Yeah, numbers certainly numbers, is not. Numbers. Kings.
Prime numbers?
Ooh, Amazon Prime, King Prime, number, Prime numbers.
Like, well, maybe it's a thing that goes in front of stuff. A jazz is a type of apple, as my wife will remind me. But neither none of the rest of these are. No. Numbers is a book of the Bible.
Book of the Bible.
So is Kings. So is Kings.
Books of the Bible. Kings, Numbers.
Yep. All right. All right. When we go back, that's if we get another one, I'm throwing
that
in. Yeah,
let's keep an eye out for like Psalms or something.
Yeah. Well, probably Exodus. More subtle. Chronicles, Exodus, Genesis. There's a number of names for the prophets, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
That's really, really smart.
We'll see if they get there or not.
All right, Tony, tell them our guests.
Numbers and Kings are TV show names.
All right, Numbers and Kings, TV show names. It's not a connection I am looking for, although Ian McShane, great in Kings.
Yeah.
And that guy from Numbers.
David Krumholtz.
David Krumholtz.
Yeah, that guy.
And Rob Morrow.
Rob Morrow, right?
Somebody needs to point out that Numbers is often stylized.
Num three years. Yes.
All right.
I didn't know we were going to be talking about David Krumholtz so much today. Anyway, let's move on to word that was incorrect. So we're going to move on to word number 8, which means Brian gets to guess first. Brian, here is your clue.
All right.
Germans take them under the sea.
Germans take them under the sea. I am cursing the fact that I did not listen to any Submarine Club episodes. I know Sean Connery's in The Hunt for Red October. I know Alec Baldwin's in The Hunt for Red October. I have only watched The Hunt for Red October. My guess is going to
really
be U-boats.
Else.
U-boats is not correct.
Mm. Ah, trat.
Lex?
Well, only because Brian was thinking out loud, do I have any sense of what to think about for this clue. Germans take them under the sea. And it's not U-boats, because that's the only German submarine I think I know.
No, it's not me boats, but it might be U-boats, Lex.
Right.
Lex boats.
We all boat for ice cream.
Me? Boat you?
Oh, I'm going to say this. I'm just going to say submarine. Z.
Submarines is Z. Not correct.
No. Das submarines.
Dan,
please.
5 letters. Germans take them under the sea.
This is like either, is this a really... Yeah. Is there a question mark on this one? Germans take them under the sea?
There's no way there's a question mark if you didn't tell us. That would be cruel.
Yeah, again, there was a debate, but no. It's all just right. Wordplay, not a pun.
I have a guess. I don't like it, but I'm guessing it. Is it boots?
Well, if I had said Germans wear them under the sea, it would have also been boots, which is
but
correct.
Isn't a boot just a boat? They don't necessarily go under the sea.
Well, it is.
Das, beyond the sea.
You got it.
But it's a pun on Das right. Boot.
Oh. Okay.
That takes it to 7. Okay. It's Das Boot. Yes. Yeah. Boots is the answer. Would you like to confer?
Yes.
Yeah, I see no reason not to confer.
Lex and Tony, please leave.
No.
Go.
I know the answer. I'm not leaving. I'm just staying here.
Okay, here's the thing. I've got two. Yeah. I've got two possible connections. Can we guess more than one?
No.
We only guess one. Okay,
we only guess one.
All right, so there's the one that's the quote-unquote obvious one, which is boots and spurs
boots
are both
spurs.
Things that cowboys wear. However, do we take that one off the board, or do we go for the one that we figured out before? That we didn't
get
a chance to
guess. It doesn't need
to
include
yet.
The one we just revealed, does it, Jason?
It does not.
But if we guess the one that we thought of before.
Which we can say because there's no one listening except the listeners.
Yeah.
Which is Numbers and Kings. They had the right connection, but the wrong what it was. That's my guess.
As Bible.
So your
books.
Question is, have they learned from their mistake or have they not?
Yeah, right.
It is Lex and Tony, so maybe not.
But I think if we don't guess boots and spurs, they will guess boots and spurs on the next turn.
I think it depends on what might be more obvious. We don't get more points for choosing the one that only we know. It's like kind of like draft strategy. We should snipe them if they can more obviously guess boots and spurs.
And we might be wrong too, right? But they're probably going to guess it either way. So we don't lose anything other than we lose an opportunity cost of not guessing the thing that we do know on the chance that they figure it out, but they haven't figured out yet and they missed a guess on it. So they're probably not going to think about it again immediately.
Ooh, Jason, you really found something here good with this game. This is fun.
Yeah, this is some tough strategy. So I don't know. I'm ready to, I would like to guess on one of them, but I'm open to which one you want to make.
My vote
on.
Is boots and spurs. Cause I don't think they're going to re-guess Kings and Numbers.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, but we haven't noted here that we've thought of that connection.
Yes.
Even,
so this
we
is get, our golden envelope
ghost
for
points,
the listeners.
Ghost points. If we,
yeah.
Even if we don't get the points for that, ghost
this
points.
This is a good strategy. The challenge is if another word is revealed that gives the tip on one
right.
of those.
That would be the
that's
other
the
risk.
Danger.
But yeah, so the biggest risk is that we guess boots and Spurs, it's wrong, and that they get a third one for Kings and Numbers and figure it out.
That's true. But so I also don't think that'll be the case. Yeah.
No, but the odds are low. So I think, are we going to go risky here?
I think this is the less risky option, because if we guess Kings and Numbers, they will more They'll obviously guess boots and Spurs.
And we'll tie up.
They're both two-word guesses. Same point total.
It's fair. Yeah. But then we'll go nowhere.
Boots and Spurs. Boots and Spurs, is cowboy wear or footwear? Like, what are Spurs exactly?
What would you, I mean, boots and Spurs go together nicely. What would two other words that go with that be?
Oh, so many things. Like, it could be lasso.
Okay, so then the category is not necessarily foot stuff, but cowboy stuff.
I think so, right? Because they seem too close. Or horse stuff, right? Horse rider stuff.
Horse stuff.
Horseback riding.
So saddle boots and Spurs. Could be one.
Yeah.
Boots is the name of
a monkey on Dora.
The British equivalent of Walgreens, which I always think is funny.
Dan and Brian, do you have a guess for me?
Yeah, we're gonna make a connections guess, Jason.
Great.
We would like to guess boots and spurs as things cowboys wear.
Dan, that is a correct connection for cowboy gear, boots, and spurs. All right, that makes the score 9-4. Dan and Brian in the lead.
Wow.
Just as a recap for our listeners, here are the words that have not been connected yet that are on the board. Kings, Jazz, and Numbers. And now we're going to go to Lex for a new word and a new clue. We'll see how this clue works.
Is there a question mark? Just kidding.
There is not. Lex, your clue is they wield powerful mallets.
I'm going to go with judges, I think. I'm just contemplating if there's anything else that I would think to say. Cricketers, they wield powerful mallets. I'm going to go with judges.
It's judges, correct. Well done.
Nice.
Would you like to confer?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Dan and Brian, please leave.
We need some points.
Hey, all right, we're going. Bye.
All right, books from the Bible, Lex, Book of Judges, Book of Kings, Book of Numbers.
I think that's right. Judges and Kings feels like a slam dunk to me. It could also be, I guess, be, you know, authority figures.
I already said it's not the NBA. Slam dunk at that. Anyway.
But if Numbers is cruel, then we will miss out on those 3 points. Mm-hmm. And we will give them a huge clue. So we could only guess two of them, but... We're pretty
far behind.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, we're pretty far behind, and we have 9 of 16 words, so we'd have to be saving a whole lot of like Apple apps or whatever to ram together. So let's do it. Let's do all three of them. I like it.
All right,
you provide the guess once they return.
All right,
Tony.
Yeah.
So they may have got it, but they may have got it.
Yeah, they may got it. Yeah, they'll get 3 points though, which is a bummer. So that was it was a risky play.
You know what? I see it now. It is a risky.
But
play.
I guess with it, so with. If we had gotten Kings and Numbers as a two guess, could they have then picked up 1 point by linking judges to it, if I'm understanding?
They could have picked up judges and gotten 1 point, but it's also just as likely they would have seen the higher value point of boots and spurs, and that would be tied up again.
Right, sure. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It was a risk. I think Lex, I don't think Tony's going to get that, but I think Lex has a chance of getting it. Just based on my relative knowledge of their knowledge bases. And I said, that's not a duck. That's my mother-in-law.
All right, Lex and Tony, do you have a connections guess for me?
Our connections guess is books of the Bible for the words Kings, Numbers, Judges.
Oh, look at that. Those are books from the Bible, and you get 3 points.
Oh, okay. Yay! You said it in a turkey tone.
Yes, I did. It's 9-8 now. Dan and Brian still lead, but it's getting closer. It's getting closer.
You can, and when you tune into the full podcast, you can hear Brian and I discussing that around it, going like doing some very complicated strategy guessing.
The challenge was that the next word coming up was also in that category, Dan. That, but there's no way for you to know that.
We took that chance,
but the Book of Jazz is still out there to be written. okay, so actually, we've done 9 words and 8. Are off the board, which is very exciting. But we've got another thing coming now. This is word 10. So this goes to Dan.
Hello.
Dan, your clue is Country type people.
Intero Bay.
So I'm going to assume it's not people in the country who set type. You know, you're rural typesetters. Country type people. All right, I'm going to go. My first inclination was a word that I felt like was pejorative. So I'm going to go with farmers.
Farmers is not correct. Tony, country type people.
Yokels.
A good word.
Nice, but incorrect. Brian, I'm going to give you a nice clue. Four letters.
Four letters. That is way shorter than the guess I had and probably less offensive.
We're all really mean to people who live in the country.
We live in a country.
Not listening to this, right?
We live in a country for now.
For now.
Sort of.
Country type people. Is there a hyphen between country and type?
Oh, don't make me copy edit this, Brian.
Call John Syracuse, he'll tell you.
There might be, but I don't know.
Country type people.
Not in its colloquial form, I guess.
Not in its colloquial. Country type people, comma, colloquially. And this is plural people. Plural, flying purple, plural people eater.
Four letters, that's
true. If it's any consolation, I have absolutely no idea what this is going
flying
to be.
Flying plural, country type people eater.
Yeah, I'm having a rough one with it. Four letters is really throwing me. My guess is herbs.
Herbs.
That's five letters.
That's five letters.
Wrong.
I thought it was URBS.
Okay.
Yeah, URBS, yeah.
Okay. Still wrong.
Like the Cine spin-off.
I thought it was like stuff you cook with.
So we know it's four letters, and the clue is country type people, and country type is possibly hyphenated.
If you like.
Thinking out loud. Country could be referring to like the citizens of a country. It could be referring to, I think the pejorative word Dan was thinking of maybe was bumpkins, but I don't want to put words in the mouth.
That was
it could
fact,
be that,
that was my idea, yes.
But it's far too long now. So
could it be country type people like folks who play country music? Like a and it's plural. So it's, it can't be any of the pejoratives I would use for country type people. My God, I have absolutely no idea. Country type people. Country. Maybe it's a command. Country type people. country type people.
P. E. That was the voice of Canada.
A. That was E-H, not the letter A.
I apologize to any country type people. This isn't even plural, so it's definitely wrong. But we're going with it anyway. I'm going with Rube. R-U-B-E, Rube.
Ah, the classic Rube plural. No. That's wrong. Dan.
It's a collective noun.
It's back around to you. Country type people. Four letters. First letter, F.
F. I'm going to guess folk.
Correct. It is.
Oh!
Folk. Those are country type people.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'd like to confer with my
All right.
Here.
Well, then, Lex and Tony.
It's an honor to be your teammate.
Get out. Into the booth.
Get.
Well, gentlemen, you only have two words to discuss.
Music genres.
Do we guess that and potentially give it? It's obvious enough. I feel like we're not gaining anything by not guessing just music genres for guess. Yeah.
There's nothing to lose at this point. They will guess it if we don't.
That's true. You have two words and the guess is free.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Bring him back.
Bring him back.
Well, it's sort of mean for you even to make him go away, but you did.
Honestly, yes, but, well, I don't know.
It's fun.
Maybe Brian had an idea that I wasn't going to think of. I don't know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Actually, wait, I think I want to send them back out again.
Yeah, get out. Get out. Get out.
No, you get one. You get one.
Do you have a connection guess for me?
We do have a connection guess for you here. We are going to guess musical genres for folk and jazz.
Well, the good news is you are correct and you get 2 points.
Woo!
Thank you.
It is 12-8. Now, and all 10 words have been guessed, so we are going into some really interesting situations here.
Game is reset back to the beginning.
There are 4 known connections. None of them have had all 4 of their words identified. So just to reset here, books of the Bible, words in the Star-Spangled Banner, styles of music, and cowboy gear are your connections. And now things are going to happen real fast. Because
there's no more conferring.
I don't think so, unless you really are baffled.
Dumb. Got it. Okay.
So we're moving into it. It's like almost like a lightning round. Oh, I love a lightning round. Tony, you're going to begin with word number 11. Your clue is some blokes.
Oh, yeah.
Why is there so much UK stuff in this? I don't like it. Mm. Let's see. Blokes. Lex is so mad at me right now.
I only have a guess. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm pretty sure I got this one.
Well, too bad you're going to have to guess after Lex and Brian.
Some blokes. Guys is my guess.
All right, that's not correct. Brian, some blokes.
Some blokes. It's not folk. That's already a word that we guessed and is correct and is one of the things. Folk 2, the sequel to Folk. No.
I got it.
Damn it. All right. Brian, I'm telepathing you right now.
Okay. Telepath. Oh, damn. You went to see that?
Well, I never.
Whoops. Sorry. Wrong channel.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Some blokes.
This is the weirdest lightning I've ever
Spangled, of course.
Brian?
Land.
Jason, I would like to reject my hint for that after that wrong answer.
You're dunking on the hint. Okay. Oh, all right.
Wow.
I would like to simply provide the answer chaps.
It is chaps. Would you like to make a connection?
I would like to add it to the cowboy gear connection.
Cowboy gear is correct. You get another point.
All right, 12 to 10.
12 to 10 now as we move on to the next one.
Oh, I can see this game gets dicey now.
Yeah, now we're in the end game now.
Thank you, Dr. Strange.
Basically, if you solve the crossword clue, you will get the points, and if you don't, you will not. Yeah.
Good guess, by the way, Lex. Did you get it from the clue, or did you get where it was slotted in a connection? Or did you work it all together?
It was the combination of the two. Yeah, okay. I would not have ever gotten to chaps, I think, without cowboy gear there. So I guess, to your point, it was more from the connection.
We're all figuring out how this works now. Here is word number 12. This is for Brian. Brian, here's your clue. Diagnosis, it's never lupus.
Diagnosis, it's
never lupus.
Don't worry, Brian. I'm sorry. Don't worry, Tony. I got this one, too. And I know what category it belongs to.
Okay.
Oh. Diagnosis. It's never lupus. House.
God damn it.
Correct. It is house.
Genre, please.
Yeah, nice job.
It is a style of music. 2 points for you guys. All right. 2 points. I was Brooklyn there for a second. It's 2 points for Dan and Brian. You're at 14. Lex and Tony still
this
at 10.
This may be hopeless.
No, there's room to
no,
play
it's not
here.
Lupus.
Next is word 13. We go back to Lex. Lex, your clue is fizzy Midwestern drink.
Okay. I'm going to have to be singing the Star Spangled Banner in my head for a moment now, please. So you can all just enjoy it.
As you do when you're playing a podcast.
Say, can you see?
Occasionally by the dawn's early light. Flavin.
Well, no.
Proudly.
Can I hear the clue again?
I'm so mad.
Yeah, I got it. It's easy when it's not your turn.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'll be honest. This is the first one that I've gotten that
fizzy
Lex did not have
instantly. Midwestern drink.
I think I genuinely don't know this answer.
Lex, what is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
Keep your mouth shut.
I see what you're going for.
You Midwestern
you're going
person.
This way. I now have the answer. I would like to put it in the music genre category. Yes. And I'm going to go with pop.
Correct. Oh. It is pop.
Bravo.
Very well done. Very well done. We move to Dan.
I can guess what category Dan's is in.
Oh, by the way, that closes our styles of music category with jazz, house, pop, and folk.
Was this green, yellow, blue, or purple, Jason?
You decide. It's a podcast. The colors are invented. Word number 14 goes to Dan. Dan, here is your clue. Texas tie.
I'm going to guess bolo.
Yeah, that's my guess too.
Correct.
I'll put that in cowboy gear.
Correct.
Yes, bolo, the book of the Bible. No one reads the book of bolo anymore.
It was a NASCAP, so it might have gone with numbers, but no. That brings us to Tony. Tony, here is your clue. Forum goers.
Did we?
Come on, Tony. What's wrong with you? Just kidding.
So I feel like your team has some cohesion issues. It seems like you guys are just fighting all the time.
The problem is the two people on it.
You guys should have heard what happened when they went in their isolation booth. Woo! It was so mean.
Let's cut to that now.
Thing Tony said to Lex. Wow! I didn't know Tony could say words like that.
I spell them out. Forum members.
Forum goers.
Forum goers. Forum goers. Just write that down. That'll help me. Mm-hmm. It's not helped me yet.
That's right. There's two categories it could fit in.
Tony, if this is comforting, I have no idea.
Oh, good. That you know what? That is extremely comforting. I feel comforted. What's tricky is I feel like I'm struggling to name some of the other words that would be in the categories that are not closed out. I am going to go senators.
Right. I'm sorry. That is incorrect, Brian.
Just as a point of clarification, Tony, would senators have been a book of the Bible or a Star Spangled Banner?
I don't know what it was
going
to be. Yeah. Okay.
Forum goers.
I have figured it out.
Thanks for announcing every time you get it, Lex.
Yeah. It's part of the game, I guess.
Lex just wants the credit.
This is how I am at home, doing puzzles live as well.
Yep.
That's exactly how I do.
No, I have had it, and I'm trying to beam it into Brian's mind.
Yeah, I got my AirDrop open, Dan. Set it to contacts only for a second.
There you go.
Good idea, yeah.
The podcaster game show player in me wants to list out the five things I'm thinking for content, but that could give it to Lex.
It could.
Although he says he already has it.
Or do I?
Double knife. Classic.
I'm going to guess brave. Forum goers are very brave these days.
Interesting. Interesting idea, but incorrect.
Jason, perchance, is it six letters long?
It is six letters long.
No, don't be showboaty. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to go with Romans.
It is Romans.
Oh.
And
they're
going to mention the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yes.
I'm going to put that in Books of the Bible.
Okay, great.
And I would like to guess that the next answer goes in the category of Star-Spangled Banner.
Tick back off.
All right. Well, the last one starts with Brian.
Oh, no. Tony, it was a valiant effort. It's 16 to 14, by the way, for those of you counting along at home.
It is very close. Yes, 16 to 14. It's a tie if Lex and Tony get this. But Brian gets to guess first.
It comes down to me, doesn't it? Oh, no.
Brian.
Oh, the pressure.
Brian.
Remember, in the case of a tie, it's settled by a fist.
You can do it.
It's multiple choice in a way.
Here's your clue. Henry Aaron, comma, for one.
Oh, my God.
Henry Aaron. Two names, Henry Aaron?
Henry Aaron.
I'm locked in.
For one.
Oh, no.
For one. Is this a sports thing?
Oh, God.
Sports fight. The palace fight. We watch so gladly we stream in. And the rockets red glare. The bombs bursting in there. Gave proof to neither flag was still there.
Sorry, say it softly. It's like praying.
Amen.
People in order to form a
What is brave?
Yes!
Brian, you guessed brave last time.
Mm-hmm.
So you just recycled it. But guess what? Henry Aaron was a brave. And you and Dan are the winners of Misconnections by a score of 18 to 14. Yes, I did make it the last word in the song.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you were singing it. And I was like, this is going to be funny.
Hope they get to the end. Yep, but well, Brian got to the end.
And the home of the, I don't know. I just don't know it. I don't know it.
And that's it. You made the connections. Yes, I am a jerk. By the way, are the Spurs, Kings, Jazz, and Rockets all NBA teams? They are. The Stars and the Kings are also NHL teams.
I forgot the Kings are both NBA. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both NBA Sacramento. And NHL. That was my initial conception here was could I get a bunch of sports teams that meant other things? And that led us to Cowboys,
yes.
Music,
yes,
and the Star-Spangled Banner. Great job guessing. Thank you to my players. Congratulations to Dan and Brian. Condolences to Lex and Tony. This has been Misconnections. I have been Jason Snell. And I hope to see you again sometime soon and that we don't miss our connection.